Town of Moreau Audit and Regular Town Board Meeting, April 25th, 2023.
We're back to summertime sundown.
I know, we gotta get a shade for that. Or have our meetings earlier so that the sun's higher in the sky.
Can't do that.
Not earlier? Later? Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone to an audit meeting where we pay the bills at the end of each month for the month of April. Today's April 25th, 2023. And I believe all the vouchers have the necessary signatures, is that correct? We do have one voucher for discussion. The highway superintendent will be joining us later, but I do have the background on it. This is in relation to a voucher we received from Adirondack Truck Repair, Queensbury, New York. It was to repair truck number 12. Occurred on April 17th, I believe, in the amount of $2,921.42. If you recall, the highway superintendent has the authority to expend up to $2,000 without town board approval. This truck had gone in for a diagnostic on March 22nd. The issue with the truck is that after it had been driven for 2 to 3 hours and it was hot and loaded, the lightning bolt indicator would come up on the dash if they shut the truck off for a few minutes, turn it back on, and light goes out. And so they diagnosed it, and by the time they got through the diagnosis and labor, it ended up being $2,921.42, and the truck was already taken apart. So rather than put the truck apart, you know, have the town board act on it and then take the truck back up there, the highway superintendent thought it was prudent to authorize the repairs. So we will need authority to expend that amount for the voucher to Adirondack Truck Repair.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Let's just sign that. And while we're wrapping that up, we do have a couple of account actions that we need to take. The first one is to, I'll be looking for a motion to increase revenues slash increase expenditures. And this is for increased revenues by $10,264.36. To account A1170, which is general franchise fees, and to increase expenditures by the same amount in account A7140.2, and this is general recreation equipment. And this is, we had taken in, just got a check for our cable TV franchise fees that we get once a year. And it was a check in the amount of $210,000. We had budgeted $200,000, so it was a little bit more than we anticipated. But as you recall, we're working on getting internet service for the rec building over there, history, or actually We're going to use this for the bleachers because we'll have later in the regular board meeting a request to purchase bleachers. So okay. that's what this will go for. So would somebody like to move that?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And then the next one is a resolution to transfer funds. And this is to transfer $100,000 from account GI 8110.2, which is sewer district equipment, to account GI 8110.4, which is sewer district contractual. This is the annual payment that we make to the city of Glens Falls. That's a little bit higher this year. If you recall, during the budget process, we had estimated in doing the industrial pump upgrades in our park to be around $275,000. The cost came in at well below that, $160,000. So, you know, we do have that money there. So, and it doesn't require a budget amendment. And I think we should do that way.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Did she get her folder back?
Yes.
Yeah. Anything else, Anna, for us? All right. So I entertain a motion to pay the bills as audited.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And entertain a motion to close the audit meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you, Adam.
Thanks for all your help.
Thank you.
Do you need the transfer? Okay, 10 seconds. Is that still running? We never shut it off. All right, so you got it done.
Is it dead? What's it? That's so.
It is. No, it's not.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Town of Morrell regular town board meeting for April 25th, 2023. I'm going to ask the clerk to please call the roll to establish a quorum.
Councilmember Stewart.
Here.
Councilmember Noonan.
Here.
Councilmember Van Tassel.
Here.
Councilmember Donahue.
Here.
And Supervisor Kuzniers.
Here. And if everyone would please rise for Pledge of Allegiance. Before we do that, is that somebody's phone? Thank you. All set. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you very much. First item on the agenda is approval of minutes. We do have four different sets. So I'll entertain a motion to approve the March 14th minutes, which was a regular town board meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I abstain.
With one abstention. And they are approved. Why don't we take March 28th? We have two sets together. We have the audit meeting and also a regular town board meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
I have to abstain. I was not present.
Motion carries. And then the final set is for April 11th. Which is a regular town board meeting. If somebody would like to move those for adoption.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are adopted.
I will abstain for that one. I was not here.
And let the record reflect that Council Member Stewart is abstaining. Agenda item two this evening is BKM Properties LLC. As the board is aware, we have been involved with a request from the property owner, which has involved the planning board and Saratoga County planning as well. And I'll let council just get a thumbnail sketch over what's going on. And the end result will be we'll need to schedule a public hearing if the board is ready to move forward.
Thank you. Yes, this is a matter that has been before the planning board. It is there's two properties that are split zoned. This is just a cleanup of a split zone again. I know that Scott Miller is here from CLA Sites. The engineer for the applicant. I think the applicant.
Ryan McKenzie's here.
Yes, Ryan McKenzie's here as well. This, because it's zoning, came to you first. You sent it over to planning. They reviewed it all. They gave a positive recommendation. It went to Saratoga County Planning, which also gave it an approval. So the next step is just to have the board move forward and set a public hearing. What this does is it actually increases the R2 capacity, like about 3 acres, almost 4 acres.
Yeah, we're adding approximately, 3.69 acres to the R2 residential district.
It's a split R2 C1 zone. There's no controversy from the planning board area, right? The neighbors haven't, there's been no negative comments on it.
Okay, thank you. So if the board is willing to move forward with the public hearing, which would give an opportunity for our members of the public to weigh in on the request, my recommendation would be to set the public hearing for 6:45 on May 9th, which is our next regular board meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. So we'll see you probably on the 9th. Yes. Agenda item 3 is Highway Department requests. I just want to make the board aware of we've had a long time, probably even at least a decade, if not longer, closure over off of Speakman.
And it goes back at least 20 years.
Yeah. The board, various boards have looked at the possibility of doing repair in that area. And at the time, this would have been at least 6 or 7 years ago, we're looking at cost to repair probably $400,000, if not more. Obviously, that's a huge undertaking, especially with a department that we fund with sales tax. The prior highway superintendent had recommended that we close that portion of the road that's unsafe to pedestrian and vehicle traffic. And it continues to erode in that area, and there's other ways to access residential property in that area. So just wanted to make the public aware that the highway superintendent, within his authority, has recommended closing an additional stretch of that section of road. And I think it's probably a total of 400 feet now?
Oh,
400 feet. Does not require town board action. And second item for the highway department, highway superintendent has provided board members with a copy of the highway secretary or clerk's position, and that she will be vacating that, I think, on June 30th, 2023. And we do not... Have we received a formal resignation notice from her? All right, so that has not happened yet, but being proactive, planning for the future, the highway superintendent would like to advertise for the position.
Yes, we need to get somebody in for training.
Yeah, so that there's a transition while we still have somebody there. So I guess the motion would be to authorize the posting of a advertisement for a full-time highway department clerk.
Yes, sir.
So motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. That was it for highway, right?
There should be one more.
Oh, I'm going to speak in a moment. Oh, we have cup of closure. What is it?
The part-time worker for the transfer station.
Oh, yeah, that's under transfer station.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. See, it's not all about highway. All right. Agenda item four is water and sewer department. We do have multiple items that need to be addressed this evening. The first item that I have is we need to set a public hearing for a proposal that the board members have had for a number of months now in relation to the GE settlement. We have to ensure that the terms of the settlement are maintained, and so that's going to require a local law amending our previously adopted local law. And my recommendation would be to have the public hearing also for May 9th. And do we have to do...
Need to declare lead agency.
That's it?
Yep.
And that's done by resolution?
Yes.
All right. So the first order of business would be for the town board to declare lead agency on that local action.
So moved.
Someone wants to move that.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. So with that, we will need a motion to establish the public hearing. My recommendation would be we could do 6:50 if the board's inclined. Also on May 9th. Mm-hmm. Does that work for
yes.
Everybody? So I'll entertain a motion to establish a public hearing on local, I don't know what number that would be, but it's on the GE settlement amendment to our local code.
So we can make that local law too if you're going to do local law. I had them flipped.
Oh, you did? Okay.
But that's okay. We'll make that one too. The other one can be one.
Whatever you want.
That's fine. That's the order you're going to have them in the public hearing.
Yeah. All right.
So it's number two.
All right. So the established public hearing for local law, proposed local law number two for 6:50 on May 9th.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. So we're all set on the two local laws. All right. The next item that I have for underwater and sewer department is we need to establish and approve the proposal from our bond council. Board membership should have a copy of that. And this is in relation to bond council fees regarding financing for the New York State Revolving Fund, or SRF program, for project number 5593-0200.
Looking to just motion to approve those fees?
The proposal from Bartlett Pond of Stewart and Rhodes dated April 25th, 2023.
So moved.
Authorize you to sign.
Authorize me to sign, yeah.
And authorizing the supervisor to sign. So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And we also have to have approval for me to sign local bond council with local council on that specific project as well. And we have a proposal which would retain the town council, Carla Bittner with Bartlett, Pontus, Stewart, and Rhodes. And board members should have a copy of that as well.
Need a motion to approve?
Yes.
Motion please. To approve.
And authorize
supervisor to sign.
Yeah. And this would be specifically, previous one was bond council. This is for local council fees.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And the next issue under water and sewer department. Is in relation to change order one. Board members should have a copy from our engineer, LaBerge Group, in relation to request to implement change order one in relation to air release manholes in the project. Somebody like to move that? Authorizing supervisor to sign?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And what that change order does is it reduces the cost of the contract by $21,600 because they will be providing a credit of $1,200 each on each air release manhole. That is not required in their design, so that's a benefit to the project. And we did the roll call on that, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. And then the final item for water is we need to approve a resolution that authorizes the town supervisor to execute a project financing agreement with the New York State Environmental Facilities Corporation, or EFC, regarding the construction of Sewer District 1 Extension 5 in the town of Moreau and all necessary infrastructure, equipment, apparatus, and related site work. But I do believe we have to take action on the EAF first. Is that accurate?
There. Did Don send the EAF over?
I have an EAF. Oh, this is for the... Well, he's referring to it as local law one. So do we have to take
that? You're looking at something
different. Yeah. So the EAF goes with?
My stuff.
Yeah.
You're good on that.
All right. So I don't have to do that right
now?
Yeah,
you're good.
All right. Okay. So back on track to the aforementioned resolution. Board members should have a copy of it. And this is to authorize the town to expend funds until we secure long-term financing for the County Connection project.
Motion to approve, and do you need an authorization to sign?
It's in the resolution.
The resolution.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, copy.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And then the town clerk will provide certification of the resolution. So are we all done in water and sewer?
You are for me.
All right, I didn't hear any more for tonight. Agenda item 5 is recreation department. We do have some requests. And if you recall at the last board meeting, we will now be utilizing the outbuilding or the house on the left as you come into Town Hall Municipal Complex. It is currently being used by a town historian. It will now also be a satellite office for our recreation director. Unfortunately, that building does not have access to Wi-Fi, and we got proposals right before the last board meeting, but board members didn't have an opportunity to review them, so we postponed action until this evening. And so the proposal is, there's two options. The first one is a quote from Stored Tech in the amount of $6,365.05. And actually, I should probably let you describe it since it's in your wheelhouse. How's that?
If you'd like me
sure,
to, yeah.
Sure.
So in that first quote that the supervisor is referencing, that is for the IT vendor that supports the town to put a wireless shot from this building here to the building that we're referring to. Utilizing that wireless connection, we can then use the internet service that's available here. We've got a large fiber connection here at this building. That option is, all of you board members have a copy of it, is more money for the hardware in the amount of $1,163.41 compared to option two. Option two is for us to deliver internet service to that location for the purpose of internet and phones, and it would be less of a capital expense. So that second option, or that second quote you're looking at, is for $5,201.64. On the surface, that might look like it might be the better option, but if you understand that we would then have to buy, have installed, and pay for monthly the internet service at that building, the less expensive capital expense up front quickly becomes a lot more expensive. So, you know, the recommendation is to spend a little bit more money, $1,163.41 more, to put in hardware that will allow us to use the internet connection here as an extension out to that building and not incur significant monthly reoccurring charges. And as a matter of fact, the numbers that were shared with the board, with inside 3 years, not only do we have a significant saving, but we actually pay for all the hardware by not having to pay for the internet. So, you know, for as long as we need internet connection there, you know, we save over $2,000 in perpetuity every year by delivering it from this building. So recommendations to go with option one, $6,365.05 on STSQ 18588-01.
Is that a motion?
Consider that a motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Not? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item for rec is we have a request to purchase 2 5-row, 21-foot-long aluminum bleachers with a chain-link guardrail for Little League Fields 1 and 2. We reached out to 4 vendors. We heard back from Belson Outdoors out of Naperville, Illinois, which gave us a price of $5,533 each plus $1,931.76 for shipping for a total of $12,997.76. We also reached out to Park Warehouse. We did not hear back from them. We also reached out to schoollockers.com out of Salt Lake City, Utah. We did not hear back from them. And the fourth vendor is Highland Products Group, the Park Catalog out of West Palm Beach, Florida, that provided a price of $9,800 plus $1,986.25 for shipping for a total of $11,786.25. And the... What's the recommendation?
Recommendation is for the higher-end products at the... He's recommending the 2 bleachers for the $11,786.
Yep. I don't have that on my copy, but...
It's the second page.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, there's one. There you go.
There. So, with that, we do have a balance of $12,900 In account 7140.2 as of March 31st, 2023. We did talk about providing additional seating areas at budget time. So if somebody would like to move that.
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to move the purchase of two. I know we only budgeted for one. I appreciate the supervisor's office and Jeffrey helping to get those funds there to get two. They're definitely needed, so I'd make a motion to approve the rec director's recommendation from Highland Products in the amount of $11,786.25.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item for rec. The rec director has reached out to secure quotes for the use of portable toilets at our Harry Bitar Park for athletic fields, including regular and handicap portable toilets. The first vendor that responded is Stone Industries for a price of $105 per unit per 28 days, with the handicap being $153 per unit per 28 days. So that'd be a total of $258 per 28 days, for a grand total of $3,363 annually. The next vendor, Nationwide Waste Service, provided a quote of $299 per unit for 28 days and $399 per unit for the handicap units per 28 days for a total of $9,125 per year. And Mountaintop Portable Toilets at West Sand Lake did not respond. So the rec director is recommending that we go with Stone Industries since they are the best price and they are a returning vendor with great customer service.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Not all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And I think the final item that I have is a request for the 2023 turf management program for our park, for the athletic fields, and this management program includes fertilization, pesticide for grub control, herbicide for crabgrass control and broadleaf weed killer, and pricing for overseeding and aeration as necessary. And the first vendor that responded is Turf Management Company out of Glens Falls for a price of $14,870.49. The second vendor is Grasshopper Gardens out of Gansford for $16,428. And Toad Flax Nursery did not respond. We currently, and account is paid from account 7140.4, we have current balance of $93,000.30 as of March 31st. We had budgeted $16,000 for this purpose while crafting the 2023 budget, and the recommendation is to use Turf Management Company again this year.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And the last item I have, is in relation to our is it full-time seasonal or part-time seasonal employees?
It's both. There's a couple full-time and one part-time.
So at our last board meeting, we did make adjustments to the 2023 rates for our part-time seasonal laborers. We also have some long-time laborers that we did not make adjustments to, one being with us since 2013, and the lease serving of the three began in March of 2019. So they have been with us for a number of years, and the recommendation is to increase their pay from $16 per hour to $16.50 per hour.
So moved.
That's for...
Oh, and it would include the following employees. It would be James Davenport, Vincent French, and David Gould.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
No.
If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Anything else on the rec? You had one item, right?
Yeah, actually I have two. I just also wanted to thank and Phil and our subordinate Twin Bridges came in and they provided the dumpsters to the rec at no charge again this year. And secondly, the Southlands Falls Youth Baseball has approached me. They want to look into the option of providing, let's say, their concession stand with Wi-Fi, security cameras, and with the idea of looking at live feed for their games. They're looking to take this on themselves. I'm in support of it as long as we don't have any technical issues where I could go back to with Alan and any legal issues with the live feed going to our town council. Those would be my only two questions I have up in the air.
I don't know anything about this.
I just told you.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yeah, so I guess, is there any potential legal issues with providing a live feed from an organization that we have a contract with?
Live feed as an internet feed? Like,
yeah,
streaming,
it's very
streaming service.
Streaming service, yeah.
No.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right.
A lot of places do that now.
Yeah, so I was going to say, most
right.
like hockey arenas do it anyways. That was really my only concern, and then I would like to bring on Councilman Van Tassel, as this isn't really my wheelhouse, to make sure that we're not affecting anything that we have down at the rec as far as our internet service or Wi-Fi.
Be happy to engage with you, but on the surface it doesn't sound like a concern.
Okay.
Do we need to have any kind of written agreement with the entity?
I think we need to put them on notice that we're going to do this. You have one.
Well, they're doing it, not the town.
Yeah, they're providing it to the town.
Yeah.
They're providing the service. We should have something in writing, definitely.
Well, then I guess what I'd like to do, if you're good with it, Supervisor, is fill the board in on it. I'll come back and say that we're in support of looking into it, and I will report back with what they find out on their next board meeting, which...
Can you, before we get to that, can you provide council with as much detail as you have, and maybe you can come up with a... something that we should have in place.
Absolutely.
Okay, how's that?
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. And before we move on, I just want to add Twin Bridges. I've worked closely with them for a couple of years now. And they do a phenomenal job being active in their communities, and I want to thank them for their free service for all of our recreational facilities. Because the money that we save, not having to spend it, on refuse can be put back into recreational programs. So you know, we very much appreciate that. So, anything else on rep?
All set, thank you.
All right. Agenda item 6 is the transfer station. We have a request from the manager and the highway superintendent for to hire a part-time position at the transfer station booth. He's recommending that we hire Deborah Clark. If the board is so inclined, the resolution would be that the town board hires Deborah Clark effective May 1st as a part-time booth attendant for the transfer station at a rate of $14.20 per hour, subject to successful completion of a background check and pre-employment physical within a 2-week period.
Motion to approve.
What?
Oh, comment.
No, make the motion. We'll go into discussion.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Motion to approve.
Second. Second.
Discussion.
Means that she's going to be in the booth, but she needs to take a physical for this. She's going to be handing dollar bills back and forth.
I think we have a policy.
It's a policy that every employee has a pre-employment physical.
Yeah, but it's not the same physical that a laborer takes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, she's not going to have to lift 100 pounds and
right.
move it 100 feet or something like that. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Any other discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Was there anything else for transfer station?
Okay.
Supervisor items, I just have a few items. Want to report that we have our April sales tax distribution, and if you look at the numbers globally, across the county, the sales tax receipts for the county were $13,318,667, and this is actually a decrease of over 6% from April of last year, which means you know, there's a shrinking of the economy going on. Specifically to the town of Moreau, our April sales tax revenue is $314,590. Last year at this time, we had taken in $358,735. So we're seeing less purchasing going on. And a lot of this, I think, can be attributed to, well, there was a small New York State adjustment where they took $300,000 out of the county's share. But there's also high financing rates for automobiles and credit card purchases. And, you know, this is slowing the sales tax generation because those are big ticket items when people are purchasing them. Also, the Federal Reserve is likely to increase rates, so we're expecting even greater contraction in our sales tax revenues for the rest of the year. The annual Saratoga County Senior Luncheon will be held on May 19th at the Saratoga Springs City Center. Doors open at 11 and it runs to 3 p.m. The menu will be fried chicken with barbecue sauce on the side, mashed potatoes, fiesta corn, coleslaw, buttermilk biscuit, blueberry pie, and carbonated fruit punch. And I have the honor of being able to address our seniors annually as chairman of the board, and I can tell you that it's very appreciated and very well attended. And early reports are that there's going to be a significantly greater number of seniors from the town of Moreau that will be attending this year, so that's fantastic news. Saturday, Council Member Van Tassel and myself had the pleasure of being invited to the South Glens Falls Fire Company Incorporated annual installation banquet. It was held up at the Surfside on Lake George, Surfside on the lake at Lake George, and it was great to see it heavily attended as well. When we had COVID, or just after that, there wasn't a lot of participation, and the room was very full, and I think everybody had a good time, so we appreciate the invitation to participate. Only other thing I have is National Grid. Did you hear back from National Grid?
I did not.
So we.
So I would say hold off until we find out, because if they're doing new easement, I want to get rid of the old easement.
Yeah. So I received a request, I think yesterday or the day before, from National Grid. They want to move a pole on Town of Moreau property, located between 39 and 41 Sisson Road, tax parcel 50.4-29. It's right across the road from the lands of Va Va Voom. And so I will need authority from the board to modify the easement when we find out more as to what they're doing. I do not need an executive session, do you, Counselor?
I do not.
Other business. Does anyone else have other business?
I've got something. I reported a couple of meetings ago that I was asked to be on a committee with the Moreau, South Glens Falls Moreau Chamber of Commerce, looking to get the concerts in the park down there going again. Since when COVID hit, they stopped doing the concerts down there. Last year we had one, the year before we had one, and this year they wanted to get things going again. they asked me if I wanted to sit in on some of the meetings and stuff, so it's going to happen. It's going to happen. They hope to have 8 concerts between July 1st and August 12th. Good variety. They've got some country western. They've got some classic rock lined up. They've got some acapella lined up. Well, they've probably got about half of the eight spots filled, maybe 5 of them filled so far. But they're looking for sponsors. They have several sponsors right now. They've got 3 or 4 sponsors, but they'd like to get 8 sponsors. And I know I mentioned, when I mentioned this a few meetings ago, I was hoping we would think about maybe a helping sponsor one as well. Sponsorship will get you a spot on the schedule, and the schedule will be going into all the different businesses as a co-sponsor. We have a couple businesses that are just, of course, their logos would be on there. And it's a good way to put our name out to the public and also give people something to do on a Saturday night during the summer. So I guess what I'm asking for tonight may be a commitment to help co-sponsor this this concert series this summer.
Well, I'd have to see more details on how much it costs and what you get for it before we can act. I don't have anything before me.
Okay, well, the thing is, too, I can tell you what the sponsorships cost. Like I said, they're trying to get 8 sponsors at $500 a piece. Because these bands don't play for fun. You know, you have to pay these people. Once again, it would be a good opportunity to give our residents something to do for here in town.
Well, again, give me some information on it. We can bring it up next board meeting.
Okay, what additional information?
I have no documentation in front of me.
I can get you information if you let me know exactly what information you're looking for. I told you the dates of concert. I told you the price of the sponsorship. I don't know what more information you want.
So, again, we have a fiduciary responsibility before we take action as to the details of how taxpayer dollars are going to be spent. And I have nothing that was provided to me. Has any other board member received any requests? Before tonight?
No, I'm bringing it up, and the thing is, too, instead of being difficult, maybe you could give me exactly what details you'd like me to present to the rest of the board. This isn't something that we have to act on tonight, but I can get to the information instead of stonewalling me. Maybe you could give me some exact things that you want, the information you want. I don't know what you're asking for. I can't get you if I don't know what you're asking for.
Doing our fiduciary responsibility and being characterized as stonewalling is quite laughable.
Well, I think what's quite laughable is you want information, you won't tell me what information you want. I think that's kind of common.
I want something in writing that tells us what you're asking us to take action on.
Does the rest of the board really believe that that we need something in writing?
Well, I'm not going to speak for the rest of the board.
No, I'm just saying, individually.
But
let me know what you think.
Individually, yes, J.D., yeah. Councilman. The same thing that we would ask for anybody else that comes in front of this board and asks for us to give money, they usually give us something in writing that explains how much we're going to spend and what we're going to get in exchange. They don't have a flyer produced or anything?
This is in fairly early stage.
So does that mean that the details aren't really worked out? Listen, here, I'll say this. I'm supportive of the idea,
right.
But I'll speak for myself. There's got to be something documented. So just bring us up the flyer and let us look at it in advance of the meeting so that we can understand what the ask is.
Okay. As a matter of fact,
you said early stages makes me now think that possibly it's still under development. And maybe it's 500 or maybe it's not.
It's the 500 is what they would like to see, to have the budget that they see necessary to put on the 8 shows.
Okay. So I'll say this, well, I support the idea. If they had the flyer, and I'd be more than happy of working with you to find out where we can get the money and what account we can get that out of through the sheets to bring back the rest of the board.
By next meeting, I'll have something from the Chamber of Commerce on their letterhead explaining.
And I'll and anything you need, I'll help work with you and then through the supervisor's office and with Jeffrey to figure out where we can get that money to present that as well.
Okay, appreciate that. Okay, good. I'll get some information. Thank you,
Al. Any other business? If not, we'll move on to agenda item 10, which is privilege of the floor. Any member of the public that wishes to be heard, please state your name and address for the record, and you'll have 3 minutes to address the board. Ms. Martin.
My name is Bridget Martin.
Come on up to the, just so the public knows, our town board meetings are now being recorded. So when you come to the podium, you'll be within earshot of the microphone and on camera.
I just wanted to mention to what Mr. Dunn, Councilman Donahue just addressed to the board, and I was curious on what he's actually doing on town programs. I noticed that the Chamber of Commerce website only says it's South Lawrence Falls. Does it say that it represents businesses in Moreau? I don't think that money that you guys have budgeted for town recreation programs should be siphoned off for maybe programs that the Chamber is doing and that the village is involved with, since it's not really a town project. We just hired a recreation guy down there, and I really think that we should invest in our own programs. It would be nice if somebody could maybe work on getting a bandstand so that we could hold events in our town where parking's not an issue, and that the board would be open to welcoming people for events as opposed to what I read about in the village board. Also, when I met with the Glens Falls Collaborative, they said that Tuesday nights was the best night to hold public events because there's a gap in the schedule. So I guess I'll just ask Mr. Donahue, what have you done for actually the taxpayers in the town with your free time? Have you brought any programs to the community besides the village and the chamber? Because the taxpayers are actually paying you to represent the town for town stuff. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other member of the public wish to be heard? Yes, sir.
Blue's report available to us. I've heard about this report. I don't know where it could be found. If you could make that available to me, I would be more than happy to look at it.
It should be sent to Matt. I know. It should have been sent to Matt too.
Okay.
I believe. Yeah. He should have it.
Perfect. Thank you.
So, you know, because the guy next door, your house, he's pumping. And I don't believe you pumping over there. Baker Falls North and South Falls. Find out. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other member wish to be heard?
Michelle Johnson, 451 Hansford Road, and actually this is in reference to the water. I have Mr. Newman come to my home, I've had JP come to my home, I've had O'Neill's my home, Matt Drymiller's been to my home, about this water. I've never had so much water consuming my property. About 40% of my property is covered in water. Ever since Sean McKenna has built these homes, I'm just kind of curious. I haven't heard any answers to why. Where was this water going before those homes were built up? And where is the water going now that those homes are there built up? Is it going to my property? I don't know. The stench gets so bad. The mosquitoes, I have moles, voles. I used to really enjoy being out in my yard. Not anymore. I could care less what it looks like. It's sad. I've been doing this for 4 years with you people, and I don't get no answers. It's hideous. I see so much, I've sent so many pictures, and it's sad that no one wants to help me. And I know Mr. Newman has been there.
They've been there.
They've seen my property. It's disgusting. And everybody says, it's my problem. Yes, it's my problem. Because it's me that's suffering. I try to get my taxes lowered. It has a health. It breathes. It sent notices to everybody about this. I'm still not getting no answers, and it's sad that I can't go enjoy my own property. And I have sent many of you notices, and I know Mr. Kuzner's. I have sent you a notice on record, a letter, when this first started. You know, Matt's told me he hasn't signed off on the SWIP. Has he now? I don't know. He never gets back to me about anything. Blue Neal says he's coming to my property with Matt. And he was to notify me, never did. I just don't know what's going on. My property is washing away. And they say it's never been dry. Bull crap. It's been dry. My husband's got a tree stand out there when the deer just come, the turkeys, everything. It does dry, depending on how that water table is. I'm pumping 24/7 with this water, especially now with all the rain. But where is McKenna's property? Where is that water going? Is it going to my property and flooding me out? I don't know. But I'm not giving no answers. And I certainly have $2,000 to pay for an engineer to come prove negligence. I don't. You know? So, I wish that somebody would figure it out for me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kyle,
what's that?
Yeah.
Michelle, what's the address?
451 Gansford Road.
It's like two properties down from the McKenna's Road. What's McKenna's Road called?
Highland Heritage, whatever.
And I've been there. The water, it's amazing how much water is there. Not being an engineer, I can't tell you. But I mean,
you've been there.
I've been there and was hopeful to be part of a solution 4 years ago, right? And I was.
And so did Bill Neal. He come to me positive, he come to my home. And I just thought for sure, you know, he would help me. And I don't have answers from nobody. But my property is just washing away.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I'm sorry.
Thanks.
Any other member of the public wish to be heard this evening? If not, we have no further business. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you very much for your time, everyone.
Turn this thing up. Red button?